Beto O'Rourke's 7 Greatest Hits, Walls Do Not Save Lives, Walls End Lives. By Wendell Hasebo on November 15, 2021. Failed presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke on Monday entered the 2022 Texas gubernatorial race looking to redeem his political career. In honor of Beto's latest political venture, below are the 7 greatest clips of Beto's previous candidacy. 1. Walls End Lives. While running for president, Beto O'Rourke held the rally in El Paso, Texas, and told the cheering crowd that walls do not save lives, walls end lives. Beto did not specify exactly how walls kill people. 2. Compares Trump to Third Reich. Beto has also labeled Donald Trump the racist. Well, Jesus Christ, of course he's racist, he said on MSNBC. The only modern Western democracy that I can think of that has said anything close to this is the Third Reich. Nazi Germany, Beto said about Trump's border security measures. 3. 12 years to fix global warming. Beto told his supporters the United States has 12 years to fix global warming. Beto did not mention that China is the greatest polluter or how the United States would force China to quit polluting. The scientists also tell us, we have 12 years in which to answer that question. 12 years. He claimed with a straight face. 4. 10 years to fix global warming. Perhaps 12 years was an overstatement. Beto changed his mind and told Democrat presidential candidates on a debate stage the United States has only 10 years to solve the warming of the globe. We have 10 years to get this right, he said about climate change. He then reiterated the shortened timeline in a CNN town hall. 10 years left to us. Not as Democrats or Republicans or even as Americans but as human civilization. 5. Trump inspired 22 deaths. Beto suggested during a Democrat debate in El Paso, Texas, that Trump inspired a mass shooter to kill 22 people. A racism and violence that had long been a part of America was welcomed out into the open and was directed to my hometown of El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed by a man carrying a weapon. Inspired to kill by our president, Beto blamed Donald Trump. 6. Federal government gun confiscation. In the same debate, Beto bluntly said he would confiscate guns if he were elected president. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. Your AK-47, Beto said to a cheering crowd about guns that are apparently designed to kill people on a battlefield. 7. Campaign video at dentist. So, I'm here at the dentist, Beto said while receiving a tooth cleaning in a recorded video. We're going to continue our series on the people of the border. I'm here with Diana, my dental hygienist. Beto then introduced his dental hygienist and asked her to talk about the southern border crisis. It's a beautiful community, she said. We all support each other. We love each other. And it's not what everybody else thinks badly about us. It's actually a wonderful place to live and grow up. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.